Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Get low when the whistle go. The full quote is that, of course, there are gray areas. And here's the nature of the gray area. Merrick Garland's Department of Justice denied constitutional protections in the prosecutions. There were double standards in how sentences were applied to the J6 protesters versus other groups. What the president said consistently on the campaign is that he was going to look at a case-by-case basis.
This is blank.
And that's exactly what we did. We looked at 1,600 cases. And the thing that came out of it, Margaret, is that there was a massive denial of due process of liberty, and a lot of people were denied their constitutional rights. The president believes that. I believe that, and I think he made the right decision.
So here's what J.D. Vance is saying, and it's important to understand what he is saying because Margaret Brennan, who's the host of Face the Nation, did not understand what he was saying or didn't know how to respond, and she gets completely lost in this argument. But he's not saying that what people did on January 6th was good. What he's saying is that the prosecution of them was inappropriate. Now, he's not going into details, but various things that people have said, that people were overcharged for behavior, or that people were, that evidence was gained inappropriately, or that, for example, the argument is that evidence that was a byproduct of the January 6th committee was all tainted because it came about as a result of an inappropriately constituted committee that did not have the appropriate Republican representatives on it. That's some of the stuff that gets said about this. So he's not saying that what they did was fine. What he's saying is that the prosecution of them was inappropriate, that their due process or constitutional rights were not properly protected or safeguarded by the Merrick Garland Department of Justice. Okay, so that's what he's saying. And then she comes back with...
Daniel Rodriguez used an electroshock weapon against a policeman who was dragged out of the defensive line by plunging it into the officer's neck. He was imprisoned, sentenced to 12 years, 7 months. He got a pardon. Ronald McAbee hit a cop while wearing reinforced brass knuckle gloves, and he held one down on the ground as other rioters assailed the officer for over 20 seconds, causing a concussion. If you stand with law enforcement, how can you call these people unjustly imprisoned?
That's a completely fair question, right? So how does he answer?
Margaret, you're separating. There's an important issue here. There's what the people actually did on January the 6th, and we're not saying that everybody did everything perfectly. And then what did Merrick Garland's Department of Justice do in unjustly prosecuting well over 1,000 Americans in a way that was politically motivated?
Is violence like that against a police officer ever justified?
Violence against a police officer is not justified, but that doesn't mean that you should have Merrick Garland's weaponized Department of Justice expose you to incredibly unfair process, to denial of constitutional rights, and frankly, to a double standard that was not applied to many people, including, of course, the Black Lives Matter rioters who killed over 24 people and never had the weight of a weaponized Department of Justice come against them. The pardon power is not just for people who are angels or people who are perfect. And of course, we love our law enforcement and want people to be peaceful with everybody, but especially with our good cops. That's a separate issue from what Merrick Garland's Department of Justice did. We rectified a wrong, and I stand by it.
Okay, a couple of things. The argument that the January 6th, let's say convicts, okay, without getting into the particulars of all the different categories that might fall into, but that those convicts should be pardoned because the Justice Department under President Biden didn't aggressively or thoroughly enough prosecute Black Lives Matter rioters, that's a terrible argument. The fact that you under-prosecuted somebody over here doesn't mean that you're therefore appropriate to under-prosecute somebody over there. Which, by the way, it's an interesting, there's a historical argument here about black and white crime, if you don't know the context. But the historical argument is that black people get, you know, charged more, arrested more, and convicted more than white people. And it's not fair because white people often having more money can, I mean, these are broad strokes, but you get the point, have more money, afford better attorneys, and get out of the same crimes that their, you know, lesser affluent or minority counterparts get actually incarcerated for. And that's why you should let black people off. Well, okay, That is a problem with the justice system. But the fact that white people go free doesn't mean that black people shouldn't go free and didn't commit the crimes. So it's not a good argument pattern. And J.D. Vance is just doing it in reverse here with regards to January 6th versus Black Lives Matter. Also, it's interesting that she doesn't seem to grasp that first argument, that it's not the what they did, it's the how they were prosecuted. And that's why he engaged in the blanket pardons. Now, I still don't agree with how the president did this, and I don't agree with J.D. Vance's sweeping defense of it, but I'll explain why in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Let's see here. I-10, I-110 are actually flowing very smoothly this morning. If you're traveling on Highway 29 southbound just south of East 9 Mile Road, you're going to experience just a minor delay there. Also, Highway 90 coming in from Pace into Pensacola. We're seeing maybe about a five-minute congestion delay, but then it's starting to clear up. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to the January 6th and the pardons by President Trump. One of the things you have to do in life is you have to kind of make decisions about who you're going to trust, what are reliable sources, who gives you perspectives that even if you disagree with them, they're still valuable. You know, these are all things you have to decide in an information-rich environment. And, you know, who to ignore. You know, is an important one to figure out. You know, who can't you trust? Who is not reliable? Who do you avoid precisely because it's a hard time telling what they're telling the truth about or not telling the truth about? I'd make that about sources all the time. So when it comes to issues of complexity, law, federal politics, there's a couple of, particularly when it comes to legal stuff, I really like Amy Howe at SCOTUS Blog. She's fantastic. She's like one of my favorite resources other than just listening to the arguments and reading the transcripts. But another person I like a lot in this is Hugh Hewitt. He's a fellow radio show host, national. I've met him several times when I used to work at a Salem station. Good guy, solid guy, same guy off the air as he is on the air. And that's usually, that's rare in this industry. And so I was curious, well, what does Hugh Hewitt think about these January 6th pardons? Well, here's what he said about a week ago on the 21st.
I am not comfortable with letting the very, very bad people out of jail, but the president swept and he got it off his desk. It would have been preferable, in my view, to have assigned that task to a very serious lawyer to go through very quickly, 30 days. Come back to me with those who deserve pardons, those who deserve commutations, those who deserve clemency of some sort, and I'll sign the order.
Yes. Just like the foreign aid thing. Don't end foreign aid and tell us that in 90 days we're going to come back with recommendations of what to keep. Don't pardon all of the January 6th protesters, rioters, seditious conspirators. Say we're going to review them all quickly and then come back with a here's why these, here's why these, here's not why these. Right? I couldn't agree with him more. That's exactly right.
I don't know, nor am I interested in getting into the 1500. I think I'm not an advisor to President Trump. I'm not. I would have advised him, do not commute the sentences of those who are convicted of seditious conspiracy. There are some very bad people in that group. However, I understand the decision by the president to move forward quickly to other issues.
And in fact, if you've heard me, I totally agree. If you've heard me talk about January 6th at all over the years, I've always said there is such a mixture of people. There's people who basically wandered into the Capitol, and there's people who were in the Capitol trying to kill people. It's such a wide range, and you cannot treat them all as one lump group, and that's the problem. But, he says partially what Trump was doing was responding to some of the ridiculous pardons put out by Biden, the precedent set by him. All of his family, Fauci and Milley, and even Leonard Peltier, a guy who killed two FBI agents, got let out of jail. Now, this is an interesting story on its own because you probably haven't heard anything about that. I hadn't until Hugh Hewitt mentioned it, that one of the late pardons that Biden gave was this guy, Leonard Peltier, who I'm going to read you the story as it was covered. AP, I think, or was this NBC News? I'm not sure which. I apologize. I think this is NBC News. The headline was Biden commutes life sentence of Leonard Peltier, Native American activist imprisoned for almost 50 years. In the first line, Joe Biden, in one of his final acts as president Monday, commuted the life sentence of Native American rights activist Leonard Peltier, who was convicted of killing two FBI agents on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation and of escaping from federal prison. I would not have written it that way because it makes it sound like he's perfectly, he's an activist as opposed to primarily being a guy who got convicted for murder. And so I would have said commuted the life sentence of double cop killer Leonard Peltier, a Native American rights activist who has long denied his guilt, which is also true. He's denied his guilt for a long time. There are questions over the prosecution, but like the Supreme Court heard the case and they said no. Christopher Wray, the FBI director, urged Biden, urge you in the strongest possible terms, do not pardon Leonard Peltier to cut his sentence short. And Trump had a chance to pardon him and didn't. So this is a longstanding thing. And the details of the case, they're interesting. But what Hugh Hewitt is getting at, and what I think is also worth noting, is you have such a mismatching of the coverage of these things. Yes, the Biden pardons got a little bit of attention from what we'll call traditional media. But how many times have you heard about the January 6th pardons again and again and again and again and again and again? Which, it's fine. It's a significant news item. But is there parity in the way these things have been covered? I think not. And I think that's really a problem. So should everybody who went in the Capitol on January 6th have been pardoned? No. Should some of them have been pardoned? Yeah. Because they either got overcharged or because they did bad things, but because the prosecution went astray or used illegitimate and inappropriate prosecutorial tactics. And should some of them have stayed in jail? Yes, most definitely. But basically, his take on all this is there's something bigger to think about. And I thought this was an interesting point that I haven't heard anybody else make.
Not everyone who entered the Capitol had a guilty conscience, mens rea. Not everyone who entered can be justly accused of rioting. They wandered in and they wandered out. But some who came into the Capitol did so with the intent to murder or maim. And I think that is a grave error to allow those people out of prison. Nevertheless, I understand what the president did. He is sweeping stuff off the desk because we are in a war with the Chinese Communist Party. It's a cold war, not a hot war. We're in a war with Iran. We're in a war with Russia. We are in a war with North Korea. It's a cold war, not a hot war, though it is a hot war for Ukraine. We have to focus and execute.
So it's done. He does it to clear off his desk and make room for everything else. Maybe. Maybe. 822 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you're thinking about that next vehicle and trying to decide where to start the process, in fact, you might not even be thinking about it just yet. Like, you might kind of vaguely know you're sort of looking for that next car. And it might not be 6 months, might be a year, whatever. But always, it's just like shopping. Don't go shopping when you're hungry. Don't go looking for a car when you need it. Go ahead of time, when you can look around, when you can kind of almost play around. Like, I always think about going to Frontier as you could go as like a date, you know, and let's drive four or five cars. Let's drive a Jeep. I've never driven a Jeep before. Let's drive a truck. I've never driven a truck before. Let's drive a sports car of some kind just to see. Maybe that's what you want. Or maybe you're like, oh, that was fun, but no, you know, I'm going to stick with the sedan. Anyway, you get back to figuring out from side-by-side comparison all in one place without having to drive around and meet a new salesperson and give them your ID and all this kind of stuff. Just in one place, you can get a bunch of information and then make an educated decision after that. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay.
Eyezervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit iZervay.com. That's iZervay.com.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss this Friday at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Republican primary election to replace ex-Congressman Matt Gaetz happens on Tuesday, January 28th. This is your chance to vote in a new voice who's been with you every step of the way. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, Pensacola native and the only candidate on the ballot who voters petitioned to be there. In this Republican primary, you have a critical choice to make. Either the local who will fight for you or more of the same insider corruption. It's a choice between Northwest Florida values or the lobbyist-funded establishment. Instead of taking super PAC and special interest money to litter your mailbox with mailers, I'm asking you personally for your vote. Let's come together to bring in a new era of strong, conservative leadership as we fight to revitalize our infrastructure, protect our veterans, and battle these predatory insurance companies. AOC and the Democrats have a monopoly on the young vote, but we finally have the answer. This movement is how we strengthen our majority in the House and ensure our conservative values guide the future. Vote today for Michael Dylan Thompson, and let's make history together.
Paid for by Michael Dylan Thompson for Congress, Republican.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. Mickey's a mouse. Donald's a duck. Pluto's a dog. What's Goofy?
Because if he walks upright and Pluto's on all fours, you know, it can become confusing.
It is very confusing, Andrew.
826 on News Radio 92.3.
Why do you do this to me?
Hey, it's not me. That's Stand By Me.
I know.
John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly this morning. If you are heading on Highway 90 from Pace into Pensacola, right there at the scenic highway split, you're going to see just a minor delay there. It's better than it was all morning long. Other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Trump ordering a freeze on domestic and foreign federal aid.
Quote, including but not limited to financial assistance for foreign aid, non-governmental organizations, DEI, woke gender ideology, and the Green New Deal, calling it a temporary pause to determine the best use of funding.
That's NBC's Alice Barr. The pause scheduled to take effect at 5 Eastern today. There's another death being attributed to the wildfires in Los Angeles. The death toll is up to 29 after that report yesterday. The victim died in the Palisades fire, which destroyed over 23,000 acres and thousands of structures. And the field is now set for the NBA's slam dunk contest. Two-time defending champion Mac McClung headlines a four-man field that also includes San Antonio Spurs rookie guard Stephon Castle, Chicago Bulls rookie forward Matas Buzelis, and Milwaukee Bucks guard Andrew Jackson Jr. That contest is February 15th.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. I'm trying to think of when the last time I watched an NBA slam dunk contest was. I mean, it's probably been 20 years. John, you're a basketball fan, right?
Right.
Do you watch the All-Star game or the slam dunk contest?
When I can, yes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
right.
It's just the innovative, creative things they come up with just blow me away. Because I know I can't even, you know, do the little kiddie one.
We already had the conversation a week or two ago about how I discovered that even though I used to be able to play volleyball well, that I don't know if I can. What once was a pretty good vertical for a short person is not even that anymore. It's very embarrassing. It's 828 News Radio 92.3. Oh, hey, we have an election today, in case you were forgetting. We have 10. Count them. 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Just 10.
11, 12.
Just, no, not 12. No.
I mean,
you gotta stop. No,
song.
You got to stop.
Oh, but you got to finish the song, man.
Anyway, you... You have 10 people trying to become the Republican nominee, become the congressman, for District 1. Low voter turnout. So far, we got somewhere in the vicinity of 20,000 votes for early and mail-in voting out of about 300,000 for these four counties for Republicans. 11% is the highest in Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton, 6, 7, and 5% of Republicans so far. So we'll see what happens. I got a text from somebody who said they went this morning, and there was nobody there, which I think is what you're going to experience. Not very many people out voting. But, you know, hey. And I think a lot of people are irritated because they don't know how to pick between all 10 candidates. I am. Give me three. 10. Terrible. This is why we ought to have ranked choice voting, where you can pick 1, 2, 3, 4, and you can... Because I actually know what I would pick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, why don't you just make your number one? Because it doesn't work that way when you have to vote on the basis of just getting one shot. You have to go on who you think is likely to win. Long argument. We'll have this conversation another time. Hey, if you are turning 65, you're 64 turning 65, or or you are retiring, you know, or you just want information. Ricky Stewart has information about Medicare. She can help you with the transition. It can feel stressful because you're changing how you do health insurance. It's not really, but it can really help to have somebody who knows that system in and out and walk you your way through it. Her whole family does insurance. She does this one part of helping people handle Medicare and Medicaid and, you know, Advantage and supplement and prescription drugs and all that kind of stuff. So if you got any questions about that stuff, give Ricky Stewart a call, 341-2185, or just look her up online at Ricky Stewart Insurance.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. All government grants and loans are ordered to be put on hold until they're reviewed to make sure they align with President Trump's priorities. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the payments are not optional and warns there will be chaos. President Trump signs executive orders for the military.
What they do is reinstate troops who refused the COVID vaccine, about 8,000 people, develops an American Iron Dome missile defense system like what they have in Israel, formulate a new policy on transgender troops. That is up to Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, to figure out, and then ban DEI initiatives in the military.
Fox's Peter Ducey, a part in Capitol Riots dead in Indiana.
Matthew Huddle was shot after a traffic stop in Jasper County. Huddle is accused of resisting arrest and struggling with a deputy who was attempting to arrest him.
Your show, Ed May with Fox 59 Indianapolis. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 47 degrees and cloudy skies this morning. An elderly man has died after a hit-and-run crash last night on North Green Street. FHP says the 85-year-old man was walking with a walker on the edge of the road near the intersection with Moreno Street when an unknown vehicle hit him and took off. The victim was taken to a local trauma center where he died. There's no information on the vehicle that hit the man or the direction that it fled. If you have any information, contact FHP or call Crime Stoppers. Well, polls are open today for the District 1 Republican primary election. Meanwhile, dates have been announced for the primary for Joel Rudman's District 3 State House seat as well.
We will have a special primary on none other than April Fool's Day. The same day as we're doing the special general for Congressional District 1. And then that will be followed by a general election, if necessary, dependent upon who qualifies, on June 10th.
Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Election Tappy Villain, and she said that that announcement may have gone unnoticed as it was made during the blizzard last week. She said voters would have different ballots based on what they're eligible to vote on. That could vary based on political affiliation and where you live. Ballots would automatically include all races that you're eligible to cast a ballot in. Now, today, the polls are open until 7 p.m. for the District 1 Republican primary. You can find your polling location online, escambiavotes.gov or votesantarosa.gov. A suspect in a homicide in Milton last month has been arrested. 31-year-old Toby White. He was accused of stabbing an elderly woman and fleeing Santa Rosa County in a stolen truck back on January 20th.
They recovered the truck, I believe it was in Suwanee County, and then they had a big, I guess they tracked him through the woods, and they caught him for us, which is a great thing.
Sheriff Bob Johnson, he said White is charged with second-degree murder in that case. Well, President Trump addressing House Republicans yesterday at their annual policy retreat at the National Doral Resort outside of Miami.
They made it the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female. Gee, that was a tough one.
Also touching on other big issues like the pending TikTok ban, DEI in the military, and illegal immigration. Gabby Petito's story is coming to Netflix. A documentary on her death is due out next month. It's called American Murder, Gabby Petito. Petito was killed in 2021 on a cross-country van trip with her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. He later committed suicide in a park in Florida and left behind a confession. According to Netflix, the documentary captures the reality of a young woman in an abusive relationship, even as she put on a happy, quote, Insta-perfect face for social media. Well, state lawmakers were in Tallahassee to address illegal immigration. Governor Ron DeSantis called a special session yesterday, but lawmakers quickly ended that session and started their own special session. In that session, they put forward their own immigration proposals and ignored some of what DeSantis wanted to focus on during the special session. The bill they put forward is called the Trump Act. They expect to vote on that today. It contains some of the things the governor wanted, like no more in-state tuition for illegal immigrants. But the governor said that some parts of that bill are weaker than he wanted. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. No accidents to let you know about right now. Things are flowing very smoothly on I-10, I-110 through the construction zone. Not seeing any delays there. Even 98 is looking good in both east and west directions. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have some clouds in the area today with a high near 62 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 49 degrees. On Wednesday, partly sunny skies with a high near 67. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 53. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 68 and a low near 61. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 47 and cloudy in Pensacola, 48 in Gulf Breeze, 48 in Milton. And your money now this morning. No huge changes in the market at the opening bell. The Dow's up 23.92 at 44,737.50. S&P down about 1.5 points at 6,010. The NASDAQ right now up 1.5 points, 19,343. 10-year bond rate up a bit, 4.559%. Gold prices up 19.50, 27.5790. Silver prices up 20 cents at 30.61. And the crypto market is up this morning. Bitcoin's up 18.15 at 102,665. Ethereum's up just under 50 bucks at 31.72. Solana's up 439 at 239.60. No change in Dogecoin, though. It's at 33 cents today. XRP up 19 cents as well. Scott Bessent is the next U.S. Treasury Secretary.
The yeas are 68. The nays are 29. The confirmation is confirmed.
The Senate voting yesterday to approve the ex-hedge fund manager, 62-year-old Bessent, will now oversee the IRS and influence the nation's fiscal policy. Well, your confidence in the economy likely depends on whether you've got an R or a D after your name.
In a survey conducted during the presidential transition, Gallup measured a change in economic attitudes based largely on party politics. Gallup measured a 30-point drop in economic confidence among Democrats, and about the same percentage of Republicans grew more optimistic. The confidence score is up 16 points among independents. A similar partisan swing was measured during the last presidential transition 4 years ago. I'm Rory O'Neill.
And investors keeping their eye out for a handful of big-name earnings reports today, including reports from Boeing, Starbucks, GM, JetBlue, and Lockheed Martin. The Federal Reserve also opening a two-day meeting. The central bank will be announcing its first interest rate decision of 2025. Most analysts are expecting the Fed to keep rates where they are. 8:38, your next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
President Trump wants to cut $2 trillion from the federal budget, and I have the plan that gets him there. I'm Greg Merk, Republican for Congress. We have over 3 million federal employees. I will propose to cut them in half. This reduction will save $150 billion on salaries and an additional $150 billion in benefits. We need to cut off the cash payments to illegals, and they will self-deport. I will propose Medicare reform, regulation cuts, and repealing the Davis-Bacon Act. With a background in finance, I know how to fix Washington and get the $2 trillion in cuts. We live in the most military district in America. I served over 2 decades on active duty as a Navy pilot and Air Force B-1 pilot, with multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's critical we send a combat-tested leader to Washington who understands the needs of our service members and retirees, and no one in this race has more military experience than me. Fact is, we have the plan, but we need the will. Send me to Washington, and not only will the people want it, they will demand it. It's time to send the Alpha to Washington. It's time to put Merck to work. I'm Greg Merk, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Merk for Congress.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding. All served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show to talk about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations in Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, and how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
We are expecting some snow here later today.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
Mayor Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks for having me. Our 17 critical roads within the city have already been cleared of snow.
When you need to know.
Scambia County officials are asking residents to be safe during the storm.
So we're asking people to stay indoors if you do not have to go out, because then that will allow.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today's topic is genuinely frivolous. I mean, like, it's so frivolous, I hope it's fun, okay? I mean, because I don't even know for sure. But here goes. Somebody's going to, like, I hope you survive the question. You ready? 437-1620. What's the prettiest fruit? Meg's reaction tells me everything I need to know. And John's reaction, which is, but I swear you're speaking English. Yeah. But certainly you couldn't possibly have meant what you said.
Do you have a lot of free time? I mean, do you stare?
Not when I'm busy thinking about all these topics all the time. No, I'm busy watching Tallahassee's legislature and Trump's speeches and J.D. Vance's interview. No free time. I sleep 4 hours a night. Okay, so it's not more free time that produces this problem. It's like being mentally active all the time. Okay, so what's the prettiest fruit? Now, two categories. Outside and inside. The kiwi.
This is getting complicated
now. Is an objectively horrifying looking fruit. You cannot disagree. The kiwi looks like something from Star Trek that's about to kill people on the outside.
Oh, that's harsh.
Am I wrong? It's nasty. It's disgusting. But on the inside, the kiwi is like the most aesthetically satisfying thing you've ever seen. That green is like Ireland grass green, and the little seeds for accent. I mean, it's a beautiful inside fruit.
He had too much time to think about
it's
this.
It's like, what are they geodes? Is that the thing with the crystal inside of the just a rock outside? When you crack it open, it's a beautiful crystal inside. That's the kiwi.
Uh-huh. So I just walked in, and John, is he okay?
Not really. It's been a long
day.
Morning for him.
Yeah, a lot of stuff to talk about, apparently. Yes.
Somebody says, I can't. I can't. 437-1620. What's the most beautiful fruit? Feel free to distinguish outside or inside. John can't even answer the question.
I don't even know an apple. I don't know. I was going to say an avocado, but that's ugly on the outside, but I love the inside.
I don't know. Avocado's a little sleek on the outside.
It depends on which one.
You know, if it's a minimalist, it's just black or brownish.
Greenish.
Yeah, so. But the inside is very
yummy.
Pretty. The color green is very nice as long as it's ripe and it's not either yellow or brown or something else, right? Okay, Meg?
I'm afraid to answer.
Why?
Because if there's a therapist listening or a psychologist.
Oh, they've already analyzed us.
No,
don't worry about that.
We are now required. This segment is now required listening for most therapists in the area because they figure it's practice/discussion. Go on. Come on.
I don't know.
Just say it. You're building it up, and then it's either going to be super weird or it's going to be disappointing. So what do you got?
I like bananas.
Fine. What's wrong with that?
They're yellow.
Why would that even be weird?
Yes, please explain. Yes, I'm really confused.
No, I have to explain it.
Bananas are great. We had this whole conversation, when was it, 2 weeks ago? It must have been 2 weeks ago, about the right ripeness for the banana.
Oh, gosh, yes.
A banana's a beautiful fruit, inside and outside. A little more outside than inside. Inside's kind of weird looking. It's got that odd, pasty, sort of pale, not quite yellow, not quite white, somewhere. It's like cream color. It's weird looking, you know?
You're killing me.
I'm just, yeah.
Somebody, I always try to imagine the person who's listening for 4 hours is like, oh, thank God for the relief. And the person who's like just driving on I-10 in their truck just tunes us in for 13 seconds and like,
what
in the hell, boy? You know? Like that.
Okay, I'll tell you, I think a cool looking fruit is the pineapple. You know, it's very designed. It has all the little triangles, and then you open. I mean, I think that's
when you open it up, it's got that rich, robust yellow inside. Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you, and it's got the fern on top that you cut off and throw away. Yeah, okay, all right, I see.
On like the pineapple.
Pineapple under worse circumstances would be kiwi, though, right? Because it's bristly and
kiwi's got
weird.
That brown fuzz on it. That's okay. What I'm not.
John Pickens has traffic on the files. I'll get to your text here in just a second, John.
Yes, no accidents to let you know about right now. Looks like I-10 and I-110 are flowing smoothly, even through the peanut area up there. We're looking good.
The peanut area.
I had to say peanut somehow. We are looking good with traffic everywhere. I'm John Biggins with your traffic on the fives.
You can complain that I come up with weird, squirrely topics, but I have 21 unread texts so far. This is a popular one. I don't know how we managed to hit it. And that's like three I already read. Okay, somebody says dragon fruit. Okay, dragon fruit, yeah. Dragon fruit is probably the most beautiful fruit. Because you look at it and you're like, do I cut it? Do I eat it? Do I frame it? You know, what? It's a gorgeous fruit on the outside. Very disappointing flavor. Very boring on the inside. It's just white with a couple of seeds looking things. It's not very cool. Pomegranate on the inside. Agreed. The bright red of the seeds. Almost impossible to eat. But the pomegranate is a gorgeous fruit on the inside. Let's see. Nectarine. Pretty both inside and out. Okay, I'll take that. Somebody says dragon fruit is the best. Somebody says a mature pineapple is the best. Somebody says the loser is the banana. And anybody who supports it. No, they didn't say that. Too many health classes ruined the banana for me.
No.
What do you mean?
Oh, boy.
What do you mean? Elaborate. Somebody says, agree on the kiwi, but it still reminds me of a grenade. Yeah, a small one. A small one. Let's see. Years ago, let's see. Question of the day. What's the most beautiful fruit? Years ago, it would have been my neighbor, Dave. Come on. Once you ask the question, you know the jokes are there. It's funny. Somebody says pomegranate on the inside. Peach, fuzzy and juicy. Dragon fruit, pomegranate. Kind of meh on the outside, but I love how meh has just become a word.
Mm-hmm.
Meh.
Meh.
That's exactly it. Outside the apple, inside the pomegranate. I will say the apple is a beautiful fruit.
It's shiny.
Yeah.
Bright red, crisp apple.
Yeah, or the green. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I'm with you. The kiwano, it's a horned fruit. Looks like an orange puffer fish outside, bright green jelly-like inside. I am super terrified. That sounds, I would try some, but I've never heard of it. Let's see. Meg is correct. Wait, banana, careful. Oh, this is for my boss. Please keep us on the air, Andrew. Please keep us on the air, Andrew. Somebody sent me a picture of a durian fruit. It looks like a cantaloupe-sized, prickly, spiky outside thing. I don't know what it looks like on the inside, but I'm definitely terrified of this. Starfruit. Oh, starfruit's a good example. Somebody says, Andrew, you're definitely weird regarding the kiwi. It's ugly. I think apple is best because it looks like the heart when you cut it open. Looks like a heart, so I will say the apple.
Aw, I like that.
Oh, okay. See, she means it has like the heart hands shape, the heart outline. I was thinking like, you like the fruit because it looks like a human heart when you open it? I'm a little concerned.
But right, are you certain?
That's not what she meant.
No.
Oh, that's funny. Texting doesn't always convey tone. The tomato. We're not having this argument. let's see. Star fruit, pomegranate. Please don't mention pineapple. My first job is, where'd it go now? I trimmed pineapple and cannery in Honolulu, Hawaii, the summer of 1975, and I can never eat pineapple again today. That's like me with like Olive Garden breadsticks. I worked at the Olive Garden for 5 years. Y'all can have them. I mean, that's great for you. The salad, you can have them. I'm glad you enjoy it. Kaffir lime, strawberry. Yeah, how did nobody mention strawberry yet? Okay, that's the answer. Y'all look at me like I'm crazy.
Well, that opens up a whole other group. Strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries,
raspberries, gorgeous.
Grapes.
Cherries, also. And cherries are a little weird because on the outside, they're when you open them up, they're like that rich. It looks like
dark
human.
Red cherries.
That's, yeah, weird. All right, so we're done. That's it. 437-1620. That's our topic for the day. And hey, don't worry. Stick around. There will be other topics coming up shortly.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board-certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Frogger went a-courtin', he did ride Cambo.
So it's election day, and we're picking the Republicans are picking their primary the nominee to be the replacement for Matt Gaetz in the Congress. And of course, based on the numbers, the expectation is that whoever gets picked today is going to be the congressman. Your NPAs, write-ins, and your Democrat. I mean, it's pretty much hopeless, unless, and I have to say this in fairness, I would expect April 1st to also be a pretty low turnout election, just like today is going to be a pretty low turnout election. And so, you know, if Democrats really got organized, you know, there's what, in all four counties, there might be 70, maybe 100,000 Democrats, something like that, versus 300,000 Republicans. If they really got organized, they could swing the election. I don't think it'll happen. I'm just saying it's always possible. Okay, so this was the funniest thing that I saw this video. Somebody sent me this video, and it was a news station doing interviews with the candidates for Congressional District 1, and maybe a week or so ago, I'm not quite sure. But the comment was, all of these candidates for Congressional District 1 have one thing totally in common. their love and adoration of President Trump. And this is a montage of various of the candidates. I'm not going to name them, but it's funny.
I'm 100% in agreement with President Trump.
I'm absolutely loyal to Donald Trump.
I stay at a lot of Trump resorts.
I support Donald Trump on his agenda.
I own a lot of Trump merchandise.
I will fall on the sword for Donald Trump.
It's total loyalty.
By the way, the I stay at the resorts and I own the merchandise was Joel Rudman. What in the world? I mean, that's like even James Calkins probably wouldn't have said that. It, true, but true for him. Okay, so we love Trump. We totally support Trump. We're all really the person that Trump loves. The only problem is, John, what's the problem with that?
America?
Who did Trump endorse?
Oh.
None of them.
Not them. You are correct.
He endorsed Jimmy Patronus, right? So you have this very live issue of the Patronus endorsement by President Trump versus all of them claiming to be the real Trump person. And then when asked, you know, well, you totally agree with Donald Trump on everything, right? Oh, well, not this one thing, though.
I think the president respectfully should have stayed out of District 1.
To me, endorsement is staying with someone through thick and thin, which I have time and time again.
He made that decision before we all qualified, so I don't think that's the best decision.
He just hasn't met me yet. The second he gets to know me, I think he'll second-guess that endorsement.
It's such an impossible situation. The view is that if you're a Republican, the only way you can get elected is by being the super Trumpiest Trumper, Trumpier than thou, right? And then the problem is, that what if Trump endorses somebody else? Oh, I totally agree with the president on everything except who he should have picked me. I mean, it's impossible. So it's just it. And we're in this situation like the legislature is fighting with the governor over who can be Trumpier on immigration right now. It's funny to me watching all these politicians fall all over themselves to fawn on the president, which is not healthy. But their view is not that Trump is most amazing. Their view is that all the voters think that, and therefore you better if you want to get elected. Maybe they're right. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to report right now. I-10, I-110, even through the construction zones, are flowing smoothly. Everything is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to work with somebody who's been doing this at least a little while and knows how to get results. And Christina Leavenworth, she sells right around 200 homes a year. It's the last 2 years been 175, 165. That's in the harder market right now. In the easy times when you basically walk out to your lawn and put a sign up for sale, three offers. They were selling well over 200 homes a year. But that's the point. Three a week. I mean, they just close on lots of homes. The reason that's valuable is because it means they know what's going on. And as things can change, the market is slowing, the market is accelerating. People are getting better than asking price. People are not even getting their asking price. You need to take that offer. People are doing asking price, but they're requiring you to replace your water heater. You say, what? Yeah, because insurance has changed in Florida. But the water heater is 9 years old. Exactly. What? No, but seriously, those are the kinds of things you want to ask. And solving problems, overcoming problems, and getting you all the way through to close, that's what they do so well, time and time and time again. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. All right, time for future news, where John and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. All right, John, the president has issued an executive order trying to get Iron Dome for the United States to have missile defense shield to protect the United States from the Russians, the Chinese, and anybody else. Will he?
Yes.
No. Okay. I mean...
I was trying.
I just don't think it's technologically possible. Could this be negotiating leverage with denuclearization, though?
Could be.
Yes, most definitely so. We're going to study the issue of transgender members of the military. They're not being removed at all yet. Will they be removed eventually? Will the policy be that transgenders cannot serve in the military?
Yes.
I think so, yeah. Who wins the battle between the governor and the House and Senate? DeSantis got his version of immigration. The House and Senate have their version of immigration. Who actually wins this battle?
It might be the governor.
Well, he's got the veto.
And they can override the veto.
But can they override without Democrats?
I don't think so.
Not in the Senate. I think in the House they'd be able to do that. So we'll see. The election today, I'm not going to ask you who's going to win. The question is, will there be a recount?
No. I mean, it's like 12 people voted.
I think we might be in recount land today.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on
News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.